I've always felt like there is a symphony orchestra inside of me. It was the only way I could get out the feeling that I'm feeling and who I am as a person.
Is there such a thing as Nordic music? Can music really sound like the place it's from, even if the place we talk about might encompass everything from sleek cities to intensely dramatic landscapes, apparently teetering on the edge of the world? 12 composers from 7 countries are nominated for this year's Nordic Council Music Prize. I'm Andrew Meller, I'm a music journalist, and together on this podcast, we're going to delve into all 12 pieces of music and meet the people who made them. Hi, Jona, this is Andrew in Copenhagen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited because it's my first interview in English.
Today, we're heading to Oulu to meet Jona, a prolific Finnish singer-songwriter who has always worn her heart on her sleeve. Her album Uni Johon Herran realised her long-held dream to collaborate with a symphony orchestra while delving deep into a period of personal crisis. Anna mä oon sulle joku, jonka oot jo unohtanut. Tuoksu, jota palvoit, nauru, jonka olit kadottanut. Perhaps you could just tell us where you're speaking to us from today.
Well, I've been 2 weeks to Lapland, Finnish Lapland, to write songs, and I had a few concerts there. So now I'm traveling back down to Jyväskylä, where I live. So I'm in Oulu, in middle of Finland.
Do you have a nice view from where you're sitting? What can you see?
Trees. So yeah, it's nice. I love forest.
And perhaps you could describe your working environment in Jyväskylä. You were one of these musicians who needs particular surroundings in which to work.
No, actually, I'm kind of on the road all the time. So I carry my piano with me everywhere. So I work everywhere.
I see. And the kind of chaos and rhythm of travel lubricates the creative process, does it?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I've been like that, and my family is like that too. I have a home and I love my home, but it's not the most creative space. Maybe it's just for being like Johanna, the other half of me.
Jona, aka Johanna Rasmus, released her first album in 2010 and has long incorporated styles as varied as classical, tango, reggae and hip-hop into her work. But Jona's music is always emotionally strident, and this album draws us deep into her own struggles, notably divorce and a midlife crisis. To help conjure up the emotional tempests Jona found herself navigating on this, her 8th album, she called on the orchestra Tapiola Sinfonietta for help. The result is a highly upholstered album of 10 songs that take us from pain, frustration and poignant farewells to something like a new dawn and perhaps even the faintest line of optimism. The prize committee writes that Jona's collaboration with orchestra feels exceptionally natural in the sphere of pop art, and she uses varied musical tools in parallel, depending on whether the music needs rap, electronics, or band sounds to convey its message. For me, it's the emotional honesty of this album that lingers in the mind long after I've been listening to it. And for Jona, those emotions are conveyed with exquisite music that is as crafted and delicate as it is impactful in these luscious orchestrations.
Let's talk a little bit about your album. I'll try and pronounce it. Uni Johon Herran. Is that approximately correct?
It was beautiful, but it's like Uni Johon Herran.
Uni Johon Herran. Okay, thank you. Now, you say you always dreamed of making a record with a symphony orchestra. What is it about a symphony orchestra that appealed to you?
I've always felt like there is a symphony orchestra inside of me. It sounds like that combined to a modern production. I feel things quite cinematically, and it was the only way I could get out the emotion, the feeling that I'm feeling and who I am as a person.
So this first experience working with an orchestra in this way, I mean, did it work out as you hoped it would?
Yes, totally. The dream came true. And I also liked it when it came true, because sometimes, and this is one of the subjects on the lyrics, that sometimes when our dreams come true, we get disappointed. It's not as amazing as we thought, but this was completely everything that I had dreamt of and more.
One imagines that you wanted to be quite careful that because some of these orchestrations are quite sort of spectacular, that they didn't obscure the kind of content of the actual songs. I mean, it's a beautiful balance because we hear the songs as in this kind of upholstery. But were you ever worried that the orchestrations would sort of get in the way of the beautifully simple structure of your songs?
Yes, I was worried, and that's why I emphasized that it's not important for me that it is virtuosic or something, because I'm a singer and songwriter. So it's very important that the song and my voice is in center of everything. I felt really like I know what I'm doing. Like I've been preparing myself for this album, my whole musical career.
There's some sense that the emotions in these songs are so strong that only a symphony orchestra can carry the weight of them. Is that a statement that rings true for you?
Very hard question. In a way, yes. But also I feel like when I sing them only with my guitarist or alone at home, almost all of the songs work like that also very beautifully. The name of the album is Uni, johon herään, which means a dream that I wake up into. I felt like there was a very big paradox going on in my life because my personal life totally collapsed and my professional life was like all my dreams were coming true. And I also suffer from a borderline personality disorder, which is a very in a center of my lyrics. So my divorce combined to that and everything, oh my God, it was it was art itself, my personal life. I wish there would have been hidden cameras. We could see a beautiful horror movie. Now, looking back, I can appreciate it, but back then not.
So we definitely get the sense from these songs that you were saying a goodbye to a phase in your life. This is your divorce, is it?
Yes. And also maybe some kind of a crisis, like a age crisis, getting older, and about other people also getting older around me. But yeah, mainly divorce. Yeah.
Does music help you through life's challenges, would you say?
Yeah, I feel like music is a clear spot where everything is clear, and like forest or nature, it's same. Totally same. I understand it. It never gives me anxiety, music itself. It's fun and it's a hiding place. Mulla aavistus susta, sulla helmi siksi mä ihailen mieluummin kaukaa, kun en mä osaa lentää, vaik mulla olis siivet. Sun lähel unelmat käy toteen, mitä sit sen jälkeen? Nää vitu unelmat ei oo unelmia ees enää, uni ei oo uni enää, jos siitä herää. Isoi tunteet jo, niis mä oon hyvä. Jos se häiritsee, niin tuolla on ovi. Välillä yritän murtautuu ulos mäki, mut aina jotenkin takeron sen väliin. Nää vitu unelmat isot silti niin heikot. Ei voi elää ilma eikä niiden kanssa. Ensi elämässä mä varon mitä toivon, mut nyt mä pelkään, kun sä et pelkää mua lainkaan. Mulla on aavistus susta, sun lähel unelmat käy toteet. Siksi mä ihailen mieluummin kaukaa, kun en mä osaa lentää vaik mulla on siivet. Sun lähel unelmat käy toteet, mitä sitten, mitä sit sen jälkeen? Nää vitu unelmat ei oo unelmies enää, uni ei oo uni enää, jos siitä herää.
just to be nerdy for a second, in terms of structure, I heard definitely an echo of the first song in the last song. And I was also quite fascinated with how you juxtaposed tracks on the album. So, you know, the huge contrast between your first song, is it Uksa Uno?
Uksa Uno.
Yes. And the second one, Kultaveka, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strong contrast between those two. Were you thinking about making an album that was sort of supposed to be listened to in one chunk that makes sense structurally as a unit?
Yeah, all my albums are like that. You have good ears, like it is. Exactly like that. I wanted that contrast, especially musically, because I would call myself eclectic pop artist. I combine many different styles. And I always want to make it clear in the beginning of an album that this is the case.
Should this album be seen as a quintessentially Finnish piece of work?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Because I feel very strongly connected to Finnish nature. And the language is—it's something that I love to sing, the Finnish. I'm a very Finnish person as my personality because I love being alone. Finnish people would laugh at that. Yeah, I love solitude and quietness and melancholic stuff and sad stuff.
It's so good to talk to you. It's been a joy to discover this music and to sort of live your pain with you. So. Thank you, Joona, so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much. This was very exciting.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.
Jos mä olisi elänyt täällä ennen,
listening to Joona's album Uni Johon Heran, The Dream I Wake Up To, is in many ways like slipping into a dream. Her brooding, romantic gothic ballads seem perfect for the luscious upholstery of a symphony orchestra. But here's the thing, the orchestral accoutrement never gets in the way of what is ultimately simple, honest music. Joona is one of those rare musicians who can crystallize all the emotional fraughtness and complexity of life into a simple song.
And of course, Joona is just one of 12 nominees for 2022's Nordic Council Music Prize. You can listen to all 12 talk about their music on this series. Just head to wherever you're listening from now. You can also read about the nominated works at norden.org. I'm Andrew Meller, and this podcast was produced for the Nordic Council by Niels Björn and Ines Gack at Immersive Stories. Thanks for listening.
Välillä yritän murtautua ulos mäki, mut aina jotenkin takeron sen väliin. Nää vitun unelmat isot silti niin heikot, ei voi elää ilma eikä niiden kanssa. Ensi elämässä mä varon mitä toivon, mut nyt mä pelkään, kun sä et pelkää mua lainkaan. Mulla on aavistus susta, sun lähellä unelmaa.